Hi. It has been 8 days since we have spoken to each other. How you doing? How's Scorpio season treating you? Let me just fix my camera. Whoops. I think we're good here. Wonderful. How is Scorpio season treating you? I'm so fidgety. Why? I'm just trying so hard to make things be right. And I have everything that I need, but there's like a malfunction with regards to my earphones and the input, and it's just so symbolic. Okay. Got it. Cool. I think I needed to recognize the symbolism so that things could start working semi-normally again. That was Will Smith speaking about marriage on an interview. Do you notice anything different about me today? I'm wearing lipstick. It's my mom's. I like it. This is Essence of God Space Radio. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate you here. I appreciate your energy and your patience, taking the time to listen to what I have to say and also to expand on what I have to say and help me realize as well the different levels, aspects, perspectives of life. So let's continue to engage with each other. Yeah? Let's continue to engage, be open, be honest, be bold in the most respectful of manners. So, I don't feel like sending a shout out to my family because I feel like they already know. But shout out to Uskananda. O babnokwe, o masuku, o mgoni. O maduma, o mselego. Shout out. I'm here because you are. Or you are, I guess. I am the manifestation of many generations of love and trust of that love. It's pretty deep. So, Mawam Namsanje. Namsanje, she spoke about, this is my mother. For those who are listening, I was speaking to my mother. And she said to me, after I had relayed a message of such contentment, like a deep contentment within myself about the pace in which I'm taking things on with regards to everything, she said to me, Ukulinda kuyinkolo. Patience is a belief system, a religion. And yeah, I believe it. Remember when we spoke about trust? That if we cease to trust in what we want and its ability to appear, it ceases to exist within our universe. When I say universe, what am I speaking about? I'm speaking about the mind. When I say your universe, your mind, your temple, the construct in which you personally live in, your personal belief system, not the belief system that society has told you to subscribe to so that society is able to identify you easier, but no, what you have grown up to experience and believe, your personal belief system. I've been finding myself kind of like indulging in the energy of this question that's about to follow, which is, that's not a nice construct to have. I would much prefer living, breathing, and thinking in this other way. And this is linking to a reading. Amber Khan, The Quietest Revolution. I heavily employ upon you to go Niyomboga, go watch her. Expand your mind. She spoke about how, oh, such a beautiful analogy. It's not even an analogy. She's just the system, the way she put it so well. She said, your environment, now I'm personalizing it, your environment, Nirvana, is controlling your mood. Your mood is controlling your construct. And the reason your mood is controlling your construct is because your mood is so powerful. So now, as we begin to dismantle the mood, which is, in essence, a manifestation of my environment, I can begin to see what kind of people, events, experiences I have allowed myself to undergo. The types of people that I would never let in or given a chance, and the types of dreams or jobs that I could have never even allowed myself to dream. I can trace all of that stuff to me. Amber Khan said this. Amber Khan, The Quietest Revolution. Okay. Now bringing it back to my starting point about ukulinda kuyinkolo. Patience. Patience. It's not just waiting on the outside. Life is going to continue to happen the way it does on the outside. But it's that inner, you know? Mm-hmm. To trust and understand this pillar of light that is coming in through you all the way to the ground, grounding you, making sure that you stand still and you understand this light is a power and it is working. I would like to raise my children, the kids that, not just necessarily the children that I would bear, but children that I come across, because I heavily believe in my values, the values of my culture, which is the community raises ingane. It's a collective effort. I want to teach children and the child within myself how to be patient and what it means to be patient. And the only way I can ever truly teach that, I feel, is by embodying patience. Ngiyenze ukuthi ibe inkolo yami, make it my religion, my belief system. Patience in everything I do, everything I say, the ability to take in the moment as it is fully, and to chew. To really just chew. Hlafuna. Awuyizwe lento oyidlayo. Mangithi into oyidlayo, I'm not speaking about the thing that you're physically, I'm saying really, and include, you could practice this with food, but what I'm saying is your experiences, life is feeding you right now. Chew. Scorpio season, like Amber Khan was so, I love her. She said in the Cancer, her, so she's a tarot card reader, but she's a spiritual teacher and a motivational speaker. She said the fog will begin to, it's like the door, there was this like fog, this 7-year fog. And someone just opened the door just a little bit. And you've been in the fog long enough to see what was going on in there. Now it's just like, umoya uyangena, the wind is just blowing everything. And now I can see. I'm really, this is really beginning to feel like the manifestation of her reading, where I'm like looking at, like even now, I don't think I've ever seen my room the way it is. I don't think I've ever seen things the way I'm seeing them right now. I don't think I've ever seen myself the way the world sees me, the way I am. Timing. Okay. So, my goodness, this is just so expansive for me. I'm so grateful. And I know for someone out there, I'm tuning in with them, and it's expansive for them too. So, I don't know if you remember when I had the book recommendation series, Nirvana's book recommendations. We spoke about the Yi Jing, or I Ching in English. In translation, it's, well, you pronounce it I Ching in English, and its translation is Book of Changes, a guide to life's turning points. It is ancient Chinese knowledge, or rather ancient knowledge that has been preserved and respected and nurtured by the Chinese nation. Shout out to Brian Brownie Walker for creating this version, and shout out to my uncle Michael Lee for indirectly giving it to me. He left it in the library and it's been in my custody ever since. This was like 2 years ago. Wonderful. So, get this book if you want. But I consulted the I Ching, the Book of Changes, and it said, difficulty at the beginning. If we persevere, a great success is at hand. Acceptance and bearing with the discomfort of chaos. Withhold attempting to push chaos away. It has its own life force. Allow it to clear on its own accord, in its own time. This is the only way of ensuring a subsequent blossoming of success. Hold to proper principles and seek respect and counsel of life force energy, which is everything that we're receiving right now. So much information that we are being given in this present moment outside of this interaction. What is your environment telling you? I'm so grateful for Amber Khan. Wow, she's like my big sister. What am I telling myself? When I step outside, physically, what is my environment telling me? What's my bedroom telling me? What are my thoughts and my responses telling me? You know? The I Ching then said to hold to proper principles. Allow those whose hearts are sincere to help you, and tolerate all others. In this way, listen, in this way, I'm actually gonna cry. In this way, the blessing that lies hidden, that now lies hidden, will come into the open. So hold on to truth. Whoa. My God. This week, it's only been 3 days. I love Scorpios. I love Scorpio season. I love the intensity it brings, the energy of this period, this season. I'm so grateful because this is like an extension of what Amber Khan was saying in her reading of Cancers, Cancerians. Chaos. Do what Jay-Z is doing right now. And Jay-Z, I mean, ubabuetsu, the father, one of the fathers of our nation, Jacob Zuma. Keep quiet and watch. And the quietness doesn't come in silencing what one has to say. It's not a quiet, it's quiet from gapagati, letting go of this need to push chaos away. Let chaos be chaotic. Let chaos be chaotic. Let it be chaotic. Let it be itself. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, that was mad chaotic as I was speaking about chaos. But I learned something. Shame. The people that are watching this must be like, the people who get anxious must be like, oh my gosh, why is he so finicky? I'm sorry. I'm trying to get it good. I'm trying to get it right. There we go. Headroom. Okay, we're back. Centered. What did we learn from this most very recent experience? And my earphones are starting again. There we go. It's funny when you bring your attention to the problem and you start to speak about it, it kind of almost fixes itself. It's like, no, I need your attention. Kind of like pain. Pain demands attention. Pain demands, like when you fall and you scrape yourself, it's painful because it's like, I need your attention. You need to pay attention to me. I need your attention. And your attention then informs your actions forward. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. So, whoa, that was mad chaotic. Wow, that just threw me off my plan, but I'm not operating on my personal plan. I'm operating on God's plan, so it's all good. It's all good in the hood. It's all good in the hood. It's all good in the hood. Okay, cool. Again, chaotic. Okay, cool. For some reason, I felt like saying I love Drake because God's plan. Yep. So, let's read one more thing from the I Ching, then we can wrap up. Guys, Last week I had requested someone to write something so that they could win this. And nobody, I don't know if it's, I mean, I like the painting. I guess I just gotta find people. But yeah, I just wanted us to engage a little bit. Maybe I need to, I don't know. But actually, maybe I need to stop allowing you guys to engage with me. So no more paintings. You guys are very disappointing in that instance. In the instance that you're watching, I'm actually quite grateful. Thank you so much. Okay, enthusiasm. This book, bro. Enthusiasm. Proper enthusiasm opens every door. The I Ching, or Yi Jing, teaches that there are two kinds of enthusiasm. One that leads to misfortune, and one that leads to success. Excuse me. This hexagram comes as a sign that you can proceed with confidence now if your enthusiasm is properly founded. Improper enthusiasm, listen, take notes, is fueled by the desires of the ego. People often desire recognition, wealth, power, or freedom from difficulty. Such desires can become so great that we will do anything to achieve them. You know what the Bible says? For the love of money, not money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. So deep. So many interconnectivities. Such desires can become so great that we will do anything to achieve them. Our energy rises as we wildly pursue our goal. But this unruly and egotistical enthusiasm inevitably leads us into incorrect and imbalanced behavior and into misfortune. I'm going to tell you a story about what I did that is like a perfect, I guess, a complete reflection of what improper enthusiasm is, but we'll get into that. Proper enthusiasm, on the other hand, is fueled by a devotion to attaining and expressing inner balance and inner truth. Oglinda kuyini? Kuyinkolo. When your aim is not to influence others or to satisfy your ego, but to follow the guidance of the higher power in all that you do, you acquire another kind of energy, a balanced and bottomless eagerness for living in step with what is right and good. In this, there is true power, true grace. This hexagram reminds you that striving out of your ego now will only push you further away from your goals. Seek instead to follow proper principles. Keep to what is innocent, correct, and kind, and the creative will come to your aid. The creative is life force, by the way. God, I guess, if you want. The path of truth is always the path of least resistance. My goodness. So, yeah. God loves us, guys. God loves all of us. I'm so happy. I'm so happy to have embraced the chaos, the chaotic mind frame that I was in. I'm so happy that I chose to not judge myself, because in the chaotic behaviors that I was indulging in, I got to learn the depths of myself. I got to understand what it is that I want and what it is that I don't want within myself, and what it is that I want to experience. I'm so grateful that I am loved so unconditionally that I guess, was allowed to delve into such dangerous territories where anything could have happened, or the probable could have happened. But it didn't. I came out with knowledge, with a new understanding of myself. God, thank you. Thank you. What more can I say but thank you? Thank you, God. Thank you, life force. Thank you to myself. Thank you to my family and humility, I guess. I'm going to have to go because I have to attend to my aunt. It's lunchtime. But let chaos be. And when the door opens and the smoke begins to dissipate, at least you would have understood chaos and the gems it had to offer you. Gold, I promise. Gold. I love you guys. Stay blessed. Stay calm. Stay loving. And stay truthful. Because love is in truth. Yeah? I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
This is Essence of God's Space Radio.